All that said and done, our next guest this morning is Gina Hohenscheid.
Correct.
Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did. Great job.
All right. And Gina is gracious enough to join us on this Sunday morning. She has a very fascinating story. She actually used to work in the media business, I believe, and then on the other side, in sales, I believe, right?
I worked behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Okay, well,
yes,
we'll get to that.
Yes, helping set up interviews.
All right.
So she worked with me.
She worked with you, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Ago.
All right.
Yes.
So we're gonna have Gina share her story with us, and then she really has a great program, a great business called Seatsational.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting there.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting there.
Perfect.
All right. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Yeah. Sunday morning. And you got that free press, you got my soothing voice, and
yeah.
You just chill out, right?
Yes.
All right. With that, tell us about you. Give us a brief background about yourself, and How did you get to your business?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for
having me
and helping me highlight my product. My background came from media, marketing, and advertising. And as you said earlier, I worked in radio. I worked with Doke for WXYT Radio back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a background in marketing and media. The aha moment or the concept for my product came to me when I was in an event at the Palace at Auburn Hills with my kids. And we were waiting for the event to start, and we were sitting in our seats. And coming from a background of media and marketing, I always noticed the ads and the banners and just taking in the ambiance of the whole entire event. And then also, I'm a people person, so I always check out the people sitting around me, in front of me and back of me, and waiting for the event to start. When I was doing that, I noticed everybody else was looking at who was sitting in front of them and next to them versus the Jumbotron and all the ads.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an aha moment and thought, why don't they just put the ads directly in front of the people sitting in the seats versus on the Jumbotron or the walls.
Thus the name Seatsational.
Correct.
And explain, before you go further with the story, exactly what is the concept that you described so our listeners can visualize it.
Okay. So the product is, I decided to, rather than have an ad on a Jumbotron or on the wall, make a seat cover that would wrap every seat in the arena or stadium. It would custom fit to the seat cover. It would come with a logo or an ad on the front, a logo on the back, and a pocket in the back.
Okay.
So that way, when you're sitting in your seat, you can look at the seat in front of you and read what's on the seat cover.
So you're watching the Pistons game at Oakland University.
Yes.
As an example, one of your clients.
Correct.
So you're sitting there watching the game, as opposed to looking up to the Jumbotron,
right?
You may be looking at the court.
Correct.
And then you have the seat cover on the back of the seat that has advertising or a key message.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Good. So people can sit there, they maybe watch the game, but they might be looking at the seat in front of them with a key message that's staring at you.
Correct.
Good.
Correct. So that it's engaging. The message is only 12 to 24 inches from them, and they're viewing while they're at the event. So there's a greater likelihood of visual appeal and them to engage with whatever's written on the back of the seat, be it a text command or an ad or just to donate to a charity or a cause, anything that'll engage them to interact with the seat in front of them.
And how many years ago did you start this business?
I started this business a little over 4 years ago. From the first concept, from going to the Palace and an event to now.
So you started this business 4.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You won a game with one of your kids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you came up with this idea. So it wasn't like a formal, process that you went through. This was based on personal experience.
Yes.
And that's how you came up with the business concept.
Yes. I wasn't looking to start a business or build a product, but the idea came to me, and I have a good friend of mine who's a seamstress, and after the event, I went to them and said, hey, I have this great idea. What do you think about if we make a seat cover to wrap every seat? Can you help me put this into production. So immediately she helped me make my first prototype. We picked out our fabric, picked out a logo for the front, the back, and a pocket, measured the seats, and then tried out the product from there.
So let me summarize what Gina is saying. So a lot of times people will come to me and say, you know, how do you come up with a business? Do you have to have this formal process and this and that? And where do you get the ideas from? I tell people, I get ideas in the middle of the night. I get ideas from talking to people. And what Gina is saying is, and as you all know, I'm a trained marketer. I have my MBA in marketing from Northwestern in Chicago. But I've gone through that more formalized training process. But what she is saying is she would go to the game. She saw this idea. You had a captive audience sitting there, 20,000 people at the palace. Why not somehow try to get a message on those chairs?
Correct.
Yeah. So, and then she came up with this business idea. She identified a seamstress, and she came up with this concept, and it's been working for you. So help me, take me from the idea that you have. How did you start to sell the idea to potential clients, the palace and the other places that where you're doing business?
Well, first of all, as you said, I came up with the idea. I suggested it to a couple friends, and I was wondering if I should go for the idea or not, if it was worth it. And the advice I was given, because I had no idea of starting a business, I just had an idea. They said, if you have a great idea, believe in it, persevere, do something about it, just don't sit on the idea. So I decided to make the prototype. After we had the prototype made, I decided to just take the prototype and show it to different venues in the area, mm-hmm. the Palace, Oakland University, the Red Wings, any venue out there. I would knock on doors and try to get meetings to present my idea.
So it's a different form of market research. A lot of times people think that you got to have a huge market research budget. And I was talking to my students at Eastern Michigan University a couple weeks ago, and we were focusing on research. And one of the comments I made to them was, yes, you should do research before you launch a product, mm-hmm. because that minimizes the risk of failure. Nothing's ever 100% guaranteed. But what you did is you said, okay, I got a prototype. I'm going to show it to people. And people started giving you feedback. There's a different type of research. It wasn't a big multi-million-dollar research budget doing focus groups per se.
Correct.
But it was having people touch and feel it and see the product.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I kind of did it through trial and error and connecting with people and some of my contacts.
And it worked for you.
Yes. It worked for me. And I figured I didn't overthink it. I just thought, I'm going to try it. If this doesn't work, then I'll try another avenue.
Okay. So you went through this whole test process, research process. Now what happened after that? So you talked to some people, they liked the idea. Then what happened?
Yes. Everybody I met with, what has encouraged me along the way is everybody I presented to and met with, they loved the idea. They got the idea right away. So I was encouraged from there. I didn't have to convince them about the idea. The toughest thing I had is figuring out a price point, and this comes into what you spoke about doing research, is what price point the arenas, the stadiums, and the venues could afford and how I can make my product at an affordable price point. So that's where I had to do a little bit of research on how to sell it, how to package it. When I first started, I was so new that a lot of places would tell me, just great idea, great concept, we love it. When you have it all packaged and ready to go, come back and meet with us.
Okay. And as a result of that, now take us to the clients. So some of the clients and venues that you have across locally as well as nationally.
Yeah. So locally, I have Oakland University, who is one of my biggest clients. They've reordered 3 times already. They found me through my website, through a search engine. I was lucky to have a nice website created by my media company where people could find me easily if they were looking for arena marketing and branding. So the gentleman at Oakland University found me by Googling the idea of arena marketing. He called and met with me. I presented the idea. He immediately got it, loved it, and said, we have a basketball game coming up in 2 weeks. Can you do the seat covers?
So you got that trial.
Yes.
So you started calling people, they started listening to you, and you got that trial, then one thing led to another. So now you have the Palace, you have Oakland University. What are the couple of venues?
I have Oakland University. I don't have the Palace yet, but I have Oakland University. Okay. I also have, with Oakland University, they did use it to promote their alumni section to mark the areas for the Gold Zone. For their alumni members, so it was used in that venue. And also, I recently did the benches for both the players and the visitors for men's basketball. I did all the bench seats, and Crittenton was a sponsor.
Terrific.
So they used the seat covers to raise revenue for the stadium.
And you said it's about New Jersey as well, don't you?
Yes. And then also, I am very happy to have a team in the NHL. I have the New Jersey Devils.
Wow. We're starting to roll a little bit.
Yes. And again, I was lucky enough, having a good search engine, that they contacted me. They contacted me and said, oh, I saw your website. It looks like a great idea.
So I want to segue in our closing minute together in terms of advice you would give to people. So you had an interesting story. You've got this product. So based on your experiences, what advice would you give to someone starting a business, or they've been in business, they fit the wall? Share with us your story.
Well, I have a couple great lessons that I learned. First and foremost, as I stated, believe if you have an idea, don't just think about it. Do something about it to bring it to fruition. Don't sit on the idea. Do whatever you can to bring the idea to market. The second thing that I've also learned is don't give up when things get tough. Mm. Things aren't always going to go your way. You're going to have doors closed on you. People are not going to love your product, but don't give up, because usually the advice I was given is people, entrepreneurs, give up too soon. It's not because they didn't have a great idea, but they threw in the towel too soon. So persevere through the good times and the bad. And then I would also say keep a positive attitude. I'm a big believer of what comes around goes around. Stay positive. People want to deal with positive, energetic people. And surround yourself with great people that believe in your idea.
That's very good advice. How can people get more information about your company, about the product?
They can go to my website at www.seatsational.com and check it out there. And also I have a Facebook page as well.
Outstanding. Well, we wish you much continued success. That wasn't too painful, now was it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Just nice and nice and relaxed on this Sunday morning in the Motor City.
Yes, thank you.
5 million people listening across the metropolitan area. You
That's all.
Glad you saved that for the last.
Yes. I thought I saved that until it was over, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Gina, we thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story. We do wish you much continued success.
Great. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. There'll be more guests on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee, brought to you by Domino's right after this commercial break. I'm